You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Locked On Sooners podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you. Thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams, and you can read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. You can also follow the show at Locked On Sooners on Twitter, Locked On Sooners podcast on Facebook, and at Locked On Sooners on Instagram. And coming up on today's show, we've got some more win projections that we want to share with you and break down a little bit. The betting sites are putting out those future odds for you to look at. We've also got some name, image, and likeness legislation coming through the state of Oklahoma that will put Oklahoma on par with some of the things that are going on around the country. We got another set of rankings to go through. Pro Football Focus has put out their first rankings for all 130 teams. And Oklahoma comes in prominently on that list. And that'll be something that we'll want to break down as well. Some interesting things happening there. You know, Pro Football Focus, they definitely do the work, and sometimes the results come off a little bit strange. But we'll take a look at those here on the Locked On Sooners podcast today. But first, let's get into this name, image, and likeness situation that's going on. So both the Oklahoma House of Representatives and the Oklahoma State Senate have passed legislation that will allow players to profit off of their name, image, and likeness. Now, according to a story written by Ed Godfrey in the Oklahoma on the 25th, it still needed to be signed by Governor Kevin Stitt. However, this is a huge development, and I don't see any reason why Governor Stitt wouldn't pass this. So according to the report here by Ed Godfrey, there are 16 other states that have passed legislation for name, image, and likeness. And basically what this does is this allows players to do appearances, kind of similar to professional athletes might, and get paid for it. This is going to allow them to do autograph signings and get paid for it. If they want to kind of create some swag or create some paraphernalia that has their name on it, if they want to create a brand, this allows them to do that. Oklahoma's already started to put some things into process that are going to help players almost develop their individual brands while at the University of Oklahoma. And this is across all sports. But to me, this is just a no-brainer thing. This is something that needed to happen a while ago. I get it. These are supposed to be student athletes. They're amateur athletes. But the NCAA benefits so much off of these athletes, both men's and women's sports. I mean, look at what, you know, women's softball is doing right now. I mean, they're selling out their regional. They're putting up big numbers on ESPN whenever they're on. And we know the numbers that football does, that basketball does, especially in states like Kansas or with schools like Kansas, who may not get as much pull when it comes to football, but on the basketball court, they're huge. They're a big, big deal. Same with like Duke in basketball or lacrosse. Like those guys get a lot of attention. And so it was just a matter of time before something like this actually passed. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out because there are certain rules that the players must abide by in order to do this. Like if they hire an agent, the athletes must inform the school. And there are already several agencies that have popped up to kind of represent students with the name, image, and likeness side of student athletics at this point. And so schools will have to be informed if a player has hired an agent. They'd not be permitted to use the school's logo in advertisements or marketing or enter into any contract that would conflict with any school's contract. So they wouldn't be able to put OU, like for the Sooners fans, they wouldn't be able to put OU on any of their paraphernalia that they create. Like if, say, I don't know, this is just out of left field. Not even, I have zero insight to if he's actually doing this or not, but say somebody like Spencer Rattler wanted to create a bunch of t-shirts that had a rattlesnake on them in crimson and cream or whatever. He just couldn't put OU's logo on there. So that's all that comes down to. And they can't get involved with any sports wagering or banned substances. So they can't go off and promote like a vitamin, say, that might have a banned substance in it, or a protein drink, something like that. And then they can't get involved in any betting, which completely makes sense. Like they don't need to be promoting betting sites or talking about point spreads or lines or anything like that. That's my job. That's what I'm here for. They just need to, focus on playing football or whatever sport they play. And then, there's going to be opportunities to make a little bit of money on the side. I think especially with like autograph signings, this is one of those situations where I could really think of a kid like Nick Bonito. I think he's going to be a really, really high impact player this year. And there's going to be great opportunity for him to make some money off of his signature, like something very simple like that, where people will pay to have gear from these players, because especially a guy like Nick Bonito, who has such great potential to go on and further his career in the NFL. If he signs something now, somebody's going to buy it because there's a potential for them to get greater value on it down the road. And so I'm happy for the players. I know, like, again, this is a far cry from what NCAA sports used to be. But again, look at the money that the NCAA makes through their TV rights, through bowl games, just through the gate and parking alone. Like what the school is making at the gate is incredible. And this doesn't change any of that. This doesn't change the income that the NCAA is going to make. This doesn't change the income that the school is going to make, because the school isn't going to be paying players. But what it does do is it gives the opportunity for the student athlete to take part in that revenue earning. And that's just the capitalistic thing to do, isn't it? Just to allow these students to benefit off of their own name, image, and likeness, because everybody else is. Am I right? Like, everybody else is benefiting off of what they do on the field, what they do in the classroom. I mean, the NCAA and the Big 12, they get a lot of traction out of GPAs and academic All-Americans, academic players of the year, things like that. And so, again, I'm all for this. I think this is going to be great for students and universities that are able to kind of harness this new NIL power are going to benefit the most. And Oklahoma, they've already put in the groundwork with the Foundry as a way to help these students kind of figure out ways to benefit off of their name, image, and likeness, because they should be able to. It's just as simple as that. And again, I know it's a change and it's a far cry from where we were, but let's just look at the money that the schools and the NCAA are making. And it just seems just right. The other side benefit to this, and this is just from the gaming perspective, is that potentially this brings back the great NCAA football game by EA Sports. If EA Sports can get some name, image, and likeness going with some of these players, then we can probably get EA Sports to bring back NCAA football, because that is a game that is missed. I know I love that game when it was out back on the Xbox. I used to play it all the time. My buddy used to play it on PlayStation constantly. And so we're due for a new NCAA football game. But coming up next, we want to talk about some NCAA win projections put out by BetOnline. We've got some win totals for Oklahoma and for the rest of the Big 12 as well. And we'll talk more about that coming up after the break. But first, let me talk to you about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your car or truck and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts when you can go to rockauto.com and save? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. And now here on the Locked On Sooners podcast, we're going to talk through some of Bet Online's win projections for Oklahoma and the rest of the Big 12. But you can go to betonline.ag and you can bet on all your sports action over there. And I'll tell you more about that. But first, let's look at some Big 12 win projection totals for Oklahoma. They come in with the best over-under at 11, which it seems pretty high in that, I mean, to set the line at 11 shows a lot of confidence in Oklahoma that they're going to win a lot of games this year. And I don't really have much reason to believe that's not the case. You know, if things go right, they could play as many as 14 games. I mean, we've seen this team go like 11-2 a lot. If they can reach the conference championship game and then make it to the college football playoff, hitting 11 wins should be fairly straightforward. I mean, there's a good chance they can go undefeated in conference play, 9-0, and then, you know, 3-0 in their non-conference play. So that's 12 wins right there. Get one in the Big 12 championship, that's 13. Hopefully this is the year that they break through in the college football playoff, that's 14. And then if they're, you know, fortunate enough to win a national championship, that's 15 wins. So I think 11 is probably a pretty easy over, unless something were, you know, catastrophic were to happen and they lose a significant player to injury. But even, I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know about that because Oklahoma just seems really, really deep this year. So I think 11 wins, like BetOnline setting you at 11 wins, that's a pretty straightforward over to me. I would take that and run with it. Now you're not getting a great payout. They're like plus 115 to hit 11 wins. So that means for, if you put $100 down, you're only going to get 115 back over at betonline.ag. So, I mean, the payout's not great, but it seems like fairly straightforward money. Sorry, they're plus 100. So on the under side of that, but they're minus 130 on the over. So BetOnline's feeling really confident that they're going to hit the over because of that net, that minus 130. That means you're only going to get like $70 back. If you place $100 down, you're going to get $70 back for betting on Oklahoma's win projection. And then let's just go down the list. We'll go to Iowa State next, coming in with 9.5 as their over-under win total. And again, I think that's probably pretty straightforward. That, you know, they got a pretty tough game against Iowa in their non-conference. They're going to have tough, you know, conference matchups along the way. But, I mean, they're going to be tough for everybody else, too, including Oklahoma. They're going to be probably the biggest challenge to Oklahoma's Big 12 title reign as anybody is. You know, Texas might be in there as well, but I think it's going to come down to Oklahoma and Iowa State because of how good, again, I've talked about it a lot on this show. I think Matt Campbell is a fantastic head coach. I think that Breece Hall and Brock Purdy are just really good players. Brock Purdy is a really good college quarterback. He might make it in the NFL because he's got some resiliency and some moxie to him. And then Breece Hall is just a fantastic runner with great breakaway ability. And so it would not surprise me to see them win the Big 12. Now, I think some things would have to go kind of wrong for Oklahoma for that to be the case. But again, it would not surprise me to see Iowa State knock off Oklahoma again and then find themselves winning the Big 12 championship this year. Texas comes in with the third best over-under win total at 8. And I think that's probably right about where they should be, right? I mean, they're breaking a new quarterback. They've got some turnover on defense. They've got turnover on the offense as well. Now they do have some players returning, and by all accounts, the quarterbacks that are coming up behind Sam Ehlinger are pretty good. And they've got some potential, but again, we got to see it. And we know Steve Sarkisian had great success at Alabama as an offensive coordinator, but we haven't seen him have a lot of success as a head coach yet in college football. So that'll be something to continue to watch. Oklahoma State comes in at 7.5. Now they're a team that I have a really hard time looking at. And I think BetOnline even has a hard time with too, because they're putting the over under at 7.5, but the payout is minus 115. So you're going to get $85 back, but that's both on the over and on the underside. So they don't really know which way to lean on Oklahoma State. And I think that's probably because they'll finish somewhere around 7-6, you know, maybe make a bowl game, maybe not. Although at 7-6, you're probably in a bowl game in today's college football which is so annoying, but I'll save bowl game talk for another day. And then TCU comes in at seven, or it comes in, yeah, with seven wins as their projected total. Again, another team that I have a really hard time kind of getting a feel for. Yes, they're bringing back Max Duggan, but what does the rest of the offense look like? What does the defense look like? Now, we think the defense will be good under Gary Patterson, but a lot of it's the same old thing. Can they beat Oklahoma? Can they win enough conference games to thrust themselves into the Big 12 title picture? I don't know. That's the tough thing about TCU, is they're a competitive football team, but never seem able to win enough games to put them over the top. And then let's look at West Virginia. They're coming in at 6.5. Kansas State at 5.5. And to me, that's a little bit low. I would have Kansas State a little bit higher than this, I think. But again, Chris Spielman's a great coach. We've seen them knock off Oklahoma now 2 years in a row. I fully anticipate them figuring out the quarterback position in 2021 and still being a competitive football team. And they still got the guy Deuce Vaughn there that just has so much ability to just hurt teams that it wouldn't surprise me that Kansas State's a little bit better than this win projection. I would take the over on that. I mean, because if you're playing 13 games and you're K-State and you can only get to six, I mean, that's a disappointing season, but I think that they can win six games. And you got Baylor at 5.5. Also, and this is a team that, again, not really sure what to think. They're going to have a great defense. Dave Aranda and that coaching staff has shown that they're able to put together a really, really strong defensive group. And I think that they're going to continue to build on that in 2021. The matter is going to be, can their offense do enough to help their defense? And they had Charlie Brewer transfer as a grad transfer out. And so they're figuring out their quarterback position as well. If they're able to get adequate quarterback play, I think they hit that six wins fairly easily. Because, you know, like if you're Baylor and you can win, you can beat Texas Tech and Kansas, and you've already had a lot of success against Texas. And then if you can win like another game, a couple games against TCU or West Virginia, then you've got a chance to knock, you know, overcome that win total, that 5.5, if you're able to win some non-conference games as well. And I haven't gone through their non-conference schedule, you know, in depth yet, but we'll do that at some point. But yeah, I think 5.5, you know, that's probably about where they should be. If they can probably break through and get the six wins, that's going to be a really decent season for them. But again, that defense is going to give them the opportunity to win even more games, because even though offense has been the big thing in the Big 12, there are so many teams that are turning over the quarterback position. Or there are teams like Oklahoma State, who I am not a huge fan of Spencer Sanders. I think he's an okay quarterback, but I think good defenses can get to him. And so I think they're going to have a good shot at winning more than that, because I think this year is going to be a down year for quarterback play in the Big 12. And the defenses are going to have a good opportunity to assert themselves and have a little bit better showing on the national stage, or at least in the national rankings. And then you got Texas Tech at 4.5. I have a hard time taking the over on Texas Tech, because I just don't know if they're going to be any good this year. Again, quarterback play, offensive production, it's going to be a huge issue. We know their defense is going to be kind of average. And then you got Kansas with a win total over under of one. And if you put any money on Kansas to win two games, Lord bless you, because I don't think I could do that. I think Kansas could be better, but again, they had a huge coaching turnover through some controversy with Les Miles. Who knows where they're going to be at as a program. I would like to see Kansas be better. Remember in the Mark Mangino days, things were just a lot more fun when Kansas was a better team and they had the Wave and Wheat going in the stands. And I don't know, to me, that was a lot of fun, but I just don't see them winning more than one game. This is going to be another year where Kansas is looking forward to basketball all year long, and deservedly so. I mean, at least Kansas has basketball, right? If you're not going to be good at football, at least you've got something going for you in basketball. But yeah, let me know what you think about these win totals. Where would you go over? Where would you go under? I'd love to hear your thoughts over at Locked On Sooners on Twitter or Locked On Sooners Podcast on Facebook. Definitely tell me, especially I'm gonna put the question out there. Do you think Oklahoma wins more than 11 games or less? And I think a lot of people are going to think over, especially now that we're playing, you know, back to a normal schedule. You know, if they win fewer than 11 games, a lot of things went really, really wrong. But I think, again, we're excited here on Locked On Sooners for the Sooners football season. I think there's going to be a lot of wins this year, and good chance that there are zero losses. Cough, cough, undefeated regular season, Big 12 championship. But coming up next, let's talk about Pro Football Focus's college football rankings. They ranked all 130 FBS teams. Wow, that's quite an undertaking. We'll talk about that next, coming up here on the Locked On Sooners podcast. But first, let's talk about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. The NBA and NHL playoffs are in full effect. The NFL and the NCAA are just months away. I know months sounds like a long time, but that's just a few months away. It'll fly by in a blip. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to the website on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams make their runs in the playoffs. Head on over to betonline.ag now and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using our promo code LOCKEDON. You can get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That means if you put in $100, BetOnline will give you $50 to play with just by using our promo code LOCKEDON. So go to betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that has been in the business for 35 years. Located in Moore, Oklahoma, they are experts in the industry and provide high quality customer service and fantastic education to get you going on your first pool or hot tub. With summer just around the corner, temperatures are already starting to heat up. Now's the time for you to get into a pool and create your backyard oasis. Reconnect with your family and friends and reignite your passion for life. Having a pool or a hot tub can help you own your wellness through hydrotherapy and give you a daily ritual and connection to the outside world, to your family, to your friends. Get everybody off the laptops, off the electronics, and out in the sun, having fun with Country Leisure. So call or text the people at Country Leisure at 405-799-7745. Located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma. That's 405-799-7745. You can go to their website also, countryleisuremfg.com. That's Country Leisure, just add water. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, who has been the best player in the NBA playoffs so far? Luka. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you are a basketball fan, if you're listening in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, then you might be a Mavericks fan, right? So I would highly recommend going to the Locked On Mavs podcast hosted by the great at Nick Van Exit, Nick Engstat. Or if you're a Thunder fan, you got great coverage over there by the phenomenal Ryland Stiles on the Locked On Thunder podcast. We've got a podcast that covers every single NBA team, so you can keep up to date and informed with everything that's going on with your team. But let's talk some more about the Sooners. Let's talk about Pro Football Focus's 130 team rankings. Ranked every single team. We're going to talk about the top five. We'll talk about the Big 12 and what they have to say about the Oklahoma Sooners. So the Oklahoma Sooners come in at number five on this list. And, you know, to me, not surprising. I think I could have them a little bit higher. I'm not sure that, I mean, again, these are preseason rankings. All that matters is what you do when you get on the field. But again, as we've seen in the past, some of these rankings, where you start a lot of times does matter, because it can be difficult to climb if you are an unranked team. Even if you keep winning, sometimes it can be difficult to climb if the teams in front of you keep winning as well. If you're a team that starts off in the top five, all you got to really do is just keep winning and you'll find yourself in the college football playoff. But let's talk about Oklahoma. So Oklahoma comes in at number five and they give them the fourth best chance to win the national championship with a 13% win probability and the highest of any team in the top 25 to win the conference championship at 60%. Like, they're so confident that Oklahoma is going to win the conference championship. They put them at 60%. Clemson has the next best conference championship win probability at 58%, and then Ohio State at 48%. But here's what they have to say about Oklahoma. So their highest returning graded or highest graded returning player, Spencer Rattler, who got a 92.5 grade from Pro Football Focus last year. And here's what they say. Spencer Rattler is the betting favorite to win the Heisman Trophy in 2021. And for good reason. Despite being briefly benched against Texas, the redshirt sophomore continued a tradition of unreal production from the quarterback position at Oklahoma, averaging 9.6 yards per attempt en route to a 92.5 PFF grade with an almost 3-to-1 big time throw to turnover worthy play ratio. So that means big plays versus turnover plays. Additionally, impressive was his ability to, with CeeDee Lamb in Dallas, make quick work of opposing defenses without the benefit of a 700-yard receiver. We've talked about that on the show quite a bit, that no wide receiver for Oklahoma gained more than 700 yards on the season. At minus 134 to win the Big 12, and our metrics lower on the other Big 12 teams, Oklahoma is one favorite for which we are willing to stick our neck. They are the team to beat in the conference. And I think as the season goes along, they're going to be the team to beat on the national scene as well. Again, because of all the turnover at quarterback at Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. I mean, Georgia's got JT Daniels coming back, but they're going to have turnover at other places as well. And so, yeah, here's the rest of the top five. Alabama comes in at number one, and we've talked about it before. To be the champ, you got to beat the champ, and Alabama has been the champ a lot in the last 15 years or so. And then Clemson comes in at number two. Again, this is the Dabo Swinney effect. Because of the long storied success at Clemson over the last decade, they're going to come in high in a lot of rankings because of that ability to turn over teams year in and year out. Ohio State comes in at number three. Again, just a really good program, great success rate and track record over the last decade or so, except for when Baker's planting the flag. As an aside, did you see the comments where the Oregon athletic director is expecting them to go into Columbus and have a flag planting moment as well? Pac-12, can you just not like try to stake your claim as a conference, because we know that you're average, and even the Big 12 like looks down on the Pac-12 because of your football ability. So we're just gonna that's just an aside. So yeah, Ohio State comes in at number three, Georgia at number four. Now, some interesting things to note on this is Pro Football Focus is much lower on Iowa State than I am, and that most national pundits are. In most places, in most rankings, Iowa State comes in the top 10. But for Pro Football Focus, they're coming in at number 21. And that's not even the next highest ranked Big 12 team. That's Texas. Texas comes in at number 17 on Pro Football Focus's list. And what they have to say is Texas will finally have a new look under center, Sam Ellinger finishing off a productive but sometimes underwhelming college career. Texas never won the Big 12 title game and now opens the 2021 season with its longest odds since 2016. Quarterback Casey Thompson has only 34 career dropbacks, but showed a propensity to target receivers downfield on the shortest of sample sizes, meaning he's going to try and hit a lot of big plays. He offers more dual threat ability than Ellinger and forms one of the most dynamic backfields in the country alongside Bijan Robinson. Yeah, Bijan Robinson, he's going to be real good. Casey Thompson, it remains to be seen. I'd be really surprised if he stepped in and was uber productive in his first starts at Texas. Coming in at number 20, got Oklahoma State. Again, a little bit surprising that they're ahead of Iowa State. But Pro Football Focus, they do the work and they use the analytics. So, there must be something there that they're telling them. But Spencer Sanders returns to an offense without its top two players from 2020. However, the backups in place have shown an ability to carry the significant workload once held by Tylan Wallace and Chuba Hubbard. Landon Wolf and LD Brown have performed well in spot start duty when the former top Cowboys suffered injuries. If they can perform up to that expectation over the entire season, then the Cowboys should once again challenge for the Big 12 title. But to me, it comes back down to Spencer Sanders. If he can improve his play, then yeah. But if he's the player that he was last year, then I'm not so sure. And then you got the Iowa State Cyclones. And again, this is just weird that they have them lower than Texas and Oklahoma State. But here's what they have to say about Iowa State. A 1% chance to win the national championship, an 11% chance to win the conference championship, and their highest graded returning player is Charlie Kohler. Dang it. Do we get another year of Charlie Kohler? I thought he went to the NFL already. That's really disappointing. I'm just kidding. I knew he was coming back, but it just still pains me to see his name. Almost everyone is returning to Ames for an Iowa State squad that has national title aspirations. Our initial ELO ranking is lower on the Cyclones than the betting market, where they are currently priced as the eighth most likely team to win the national championship. If Brock Purdy finally lives up to lofty expectations, the Cyclones should easily be one of the favorites to play in the Big 12 title game. Right now, the market has this as a 50-50 proposition. I mean, outside of Oklahoma, probably everybody is a 50-50 or worse proposition to play in the Big 12 title game. But I still really think Iowa State's going to be really good. And I have no reason to think that they're a team that isn't going to be able to make it to the Big 12 title game and potentially win it because they have so many people returning. They have so many players coming back. Most importantly, their quarterback and some of their skill position players. And again, they've got one of the best coaches in the country in Matt Campbell. The most important return that Iowa State had this year was the return of Matt Campbell, because we see how coaching matters, especially in the Big 12. But Iowa State coming in at 21, this is not an Iowa State podcast. This is not Locked On Cyclones. I'm not here to cap for Iowa State, but yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not feeling that one. Pro Football Focus. And I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Pro Football Focus. I use their work when I cover the Dallas Cowboys as well, but not feeling that one. I think they're going to be a better team than that. I think people will act surprised when they're playing like a top 10 team, but you shouldn't be surprised. You'll hear it here first on Locked On Sooners. They are the Sooners' greatest challenge to the Big 12 title and to Oklahoma's national title aspirations. Hey, well, that's going to do it for today's episode of Locked On Sooners. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts. You know, we're available on Apple, Google, Spotify, and the Odyssey app. If you're an Apple subscriber, please leave us a 5-star review. Let me know how you feel about the show. I'd love to get your feedback at Locked On Sooners on Twitter, lockedonsooners@gmail.com. But again, thank you so much for listening to the show. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams and follow the show at Locked On Sooners. Until tomorrow, I'm John Williams. Boomer Sooner.